It is time to bring in Pat Pagano. Pat, I just want you to know one thing before we start. I posted the pictures that you sent me of your cabin, and people loved it. They really liked your cabin.
That's nice. It would be a lot nicer if it had an indoor plumbing.
No, but I'm telling you, remember last year you sent me the picture?
Yes.
And I posted that picture, of course, on the web. And people said, oh, no, how nice, you know, blah, 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 blah. But this year, when I posted that picture up on my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, we got a lot of different responses from a bunch of different people. And all had first of all, wanted to wish you best of, you know, best say hello to Pat, to Pat for us. But they also, let me find it here before we get to the weather here. Let me just find what they had to say. I post so much garbage up here, you know. It's,
I just don't have the time. Otherwise, I'd be the same way.
Yeah, I just I like to fill my time with it. What the heck, you know? It's whatever it is. Where is this here now? Gosh darn it! I've got all these anti-Trump posts up here on my personal Facebook page. I got to scroll past 150 of those. Well, anyways, when I get to it, we'll talk a little bit about it. But it shouldn't be that far down the list. Jeez, I got to stop this. You know, Pat. You know, I got to find something better to do with my life.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't even remember. Now I'm embarrassed because I can't even scroll to it. And I thought it was right there, but obviously it's not.
Well, you could keep looking for it, and I'll tell our listeners about our weather. First of all, what we have right now is a warm front that's trying to come through. I picked up a little bit of spotty shower activity in the lower Hudson Valley, but my feeling is it's just a mostly cloudy day with a shower, 65 to 70. That's ahead of the warm front. Tonight, as the warm front tries to make it through, still a shower possible, mid-50s. Now, tomorrow, it will get hazy and warmer. I think at least 80. A shower, a thunderstorm, possible. Best chance afternoon. Thursday, partly cloudy. I said a shower, a thunderstorm. My thinking right now is that it may be just plain old warm with no rain. And we'll be in the mid-80s, hazy and humid, with a chance of thunderstorms Friday, middle 80s. And then it's still questionable about Saturday. This front may hang out and produce some showers and thunderstorms Saturday with hopefully somewhat better weather on Sunday. So the jury's still out on that. It's only Tuesday. We have Tropical Depression 3 in the Yucatan, which we expected last week for this week. It will more than likely develop into a tropical storm given the name of, I'll just take a look at it right here. Cristobal. And that's a male name, Cristobal. And that could happen by the end of the weekend. And right now the target would be somewhere between Louisiana and the Texas coast. What disturbs me even more than that, there's the computer models after this one, at, say in another week's time. So this weekend would be, let's say 6, 7, 8. Let's say maybe toward the middle part of the month, another tropical system emerges out of the Yucatan into the Gulf of Mexico. So this is definitely, in my opinion, starting off as a very hopping season. And we will have to watch it very carefully.
All right. I still haven't found this. This is amazing.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, so, all right. Well, we went through the forecast. Yeah. What I thought was interesting yesterday, folks, I just want to tell you how weather forecasting still has a long way to go. I do a group of stations in Minnesota. And yesterday, it looked to be cloudy with some showers and thunderstorms, especially in the morning, and then a little sun in the afternoon. So based on a little sun, I went for highs in the low 80s. Take a guess what they hit yesterday.
92.
You're close. 91. 91 because it cleared out. And not only did the stations I forecast hit 91, but a place in Minnesota, in the southwest corner of Minnesota, it's called Canby, Minnesota, 100 degrees, as far north as Minnesota. So let's hope for clouds, folks, because we don't want any of that real hot air coming our way. But I'm thinking at least the middle 80s by Thursday and Friday.
Well, that's good.
No, you like that.
Oh, yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a big fan of hot and humid.
Well, anyways, I like hot and humid. I like this morning again. I got up, and it wasn't that cold this morning. It was 46, okay?
Right.
But still, because I turned the furnace off, it was uncomfortable, and, you know, getting a shower.
Yeah.
It was uncomfortable, you know, even though I ran the water under boiling hot for about 5 minutes before I got in there. But the problem with that is then you steam up all the mirrors and everything. So, okay, so here I found this. Okay, so we got almost 624 people looked at the pictures of your cabin.
Wow.
All right, and some of the cabinets, some of the comments that we got, beautiful. Wow, finally get to see it after hearing so much about it on the air. Love the location. Enjoy, Pat. Another one, very nice, Pat. It looks very serene around the lake. Another one, love the deck. So those are just a few. But the cabin does look totally different, Pat.
Everyone says that. Everyone said it looks bigger, it looks nice, and I'm real, really, really happy about that. And of course, you know, I still have cleanup work outside and inside, and I was hoping that this would have been the first weekend of the season to stay up there, Saturday into Sunday. But now we'll see. You know, the weather definitely will play a big factor. I'm not sure what to do at this point, but it's only Tuesday. Just like I said to our listeners, I mean, if it's going to rain all day Saturday, I'm not so keen about, you know, being up there when it's raining. I mean, I have work to do inside, but still, you know, again, folks, we don't have an indoor bathroom. It's up the hill. If it rains, it's muddy. You track it all back in. I have mixed feelings about how the weather's going to go this weekend, but hopefully, it'll turn out better because usually on a Monday and Tuesday, whatever we say for the weekend changes by the middle part of the week. So I'm not too worried. Matter of fact, we're saying unsettled now. Maybe that would turn around and mean nice weather as we go into the weekend. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe it'll be settled.
Yeah, for a change. So I have yet to decide on that. But other than that, I can tell you, now, as you know, I watch the 6:30 news every night. And it's just very disheartening to see what's going on.
Well, what was worse, and I unfriended about five people on my Facebook page last night. I just said, you know, I've had it with this guy. For them to gas and send the troops in on peaceful protesters. These people weren't doing anything but holding up signs.
Right.
And then walk over to a church, which he hadn't gotten permission to, stand in front of the church for a photo op, and then walk back. And the pastor of the church really lambasted him after that happened. That just did it for me. You know, rioters are one thing. People peacefully protesting are another. To send troops in and physically force them back and shoot rubber bullets at them, and then to say that you're going to get aggressive and you're going to use the National Guard. He has the right to activate the National Guard. But what most people don't realize, the governors in each state are the only ones who can execute that order. Not the president, the governors.
Hmm.
The governors can actually say to the troops, you're activated, but we're not going to send you out, or else change your, you know, the way their activation is. Not the president. He can activate them under that old law, but he's not the one that pushes the button that sends them out to do their work. So, anyways, I won't spend too much time on it. But like I said, I defriended one of my friends and a longtime radio friend. After I posted my opinion, say, unfriend me, Marshall. So I said, hey, no problem. Goodbye. Boom. Not only did I unfriend him, I blocked him.
Wow. You know,
I'm just tired. I've got friends that are Trump supporters, and we have great back and forth, and it doesn't get out of control.
Right.
But then I've got some of my friends that just go completely wacky out of control with me. And you know what? At this point, I'm 67. Goodbye. I don't need you.
Yeah. Marshall, my best friend who you hear me talk about all the time, David, who's been helping me up at the cabin, he is, you know, a very, very big Trump supporter. He knows that I'm not, but that doesn't mean anything. Yeah. You know, we just don't go back and forth, and yeah, we respect each other's opinion, and that's really the way it has to be.
Yeah.
That's the way it has to be. I did see some, well, going back and forth. It's almost 7 o'clock, but I did see some stuff going back and forth between the president and the governors yesterday. But, you know, in times like this, you have to expect that everybody's at wit's end. So you just have to try to take a deep breath, and we'll pull out of it.
All right. Hey, Pat, we'll speak to you mañana.
I'm going to take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.